brain, why not make a building or a home out of mushrooms? Weird? Well, it's not as far-fetched as you think. Let's talk. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Everyday Heroes. Before we begin, if you haven't yet, please subscribe at YouTube and Twitch. Hit that notification bell while you're there. You won't miss a single moment of fun. Now, this afternoon, we're going to do a technology tidbit. This came out of an article that I found yesterday. It was actually written last year, so it's about a year old. But did you know you can actually build buildings with fungus, specifically mushrooms? So, in a day or a time when everybody wants to go green, scientists and others, I guess business people, are looking to find interesting ways to help do that. So the article that I pulled from starts by saying, in an effort to move away from the devastating environmental impacts of things like cement and concrete, scientists have been using microorganisms like fungi and bacteria to grow into rock-solid substance that can serve as sustainable building materials. Such biomaterials, as it's called, which require little energy to produce, are often fireproof, waterproof, and completely biodegradable because they're already made of biological material. So, a team of researchers led by Columbia synthetic biologist by the name of Harris Wang has created fungus-based biobricks. It's like giant Legos, but made out of mushrooms. Okay, not like Legos at all, but it's still kind of interesting. The bricks remain alive, he says, long after their manufacture, enabling them to bond to each other without mortar and even heal themselves if a crack should appear. Ross McBees from, one of the workers there who helped lead the project said, if a living brick gets damaged, all you got to do is pack some additional fungus into the crack and it will mend itself in a few days. The team's research has appeared in a recent issue of the journal Nature Materials. So if you guys are interested in that, you can go check it out. It's obviously been out for a while now, so you should be able to find it. The biobricks are made from a species known as Ganoderma fungus, a type that's commonly found on tree trunks. Columbia scientists say that they could be especially useful in remote settings where construction materials aren't available and there might be an urgent need to rebuild or to build because of things like natural disasters. And in a day where wildfires and flooding and hurricanes and tornadoes and hail, apparently, are running rampant, this could be something that's going to be helpful. The team says that nearly limitless quantities of bricks could be produced, with just a few sacks of preserved mushroom roots known as mycelium. Now, if you guys remember your bio from high school, that is the part of the mushroom that I believe allows it to grow, if I remember correctly. McBee continued by saying, all you need to find on site is some starchy plant byproduct to feed the fungus, like straw or corn stalks. You can even use hemp. And since the material you make is alive, you can keep generating more and more by simply adding more food. Then after you're done with the bricks, they'll disappear back into nature. How weird is that? It's like your house is here one day, and then poof, it's gone. That's kind of weird. They even broke down how you would do this. So if anybody out there is interested, step one, you would mix the mushroom roots with starch or another nutrient, as they mentioned. Number two, you would pour it into cardboard molds when it is still sticky. Three, you come back, remove the bricks from the molds. And number four, you put it together without the use of mortar. Sounds pretty interesting, actually. So yeah, that's actually really neat. You know what? I'm going to actually put this up here because I think you guys are going to want to probably check this out. It's like a 3-minute read, if that. It's really easy. What do you guys think? This was a really fun technology tidbit episode to do. this is the kind of stuff I like doing that kind of goes off course of what I usually do, because it does mend back into making the world a better place, right? So anytime I come across something like this, I will definitely make you a video for it. Or if anybody out there found an article that you think might be interesting, obviously keep it clean and appropriate, please. Feel free to send us a comment, send us a message, and we will look into it to see if there's anything we can do. Until tomorrow, we got more fun, more videos. As always, stay.